From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Political ads are blanketing the airwaves in California in this final week of the recall campaign. TV ads are normally crucial for politicians in large states, and the California candidates are spending a bundle. California Governor Gray Davis and the leading replacement candidate Arnold Schwarzenegger started out with lofty ads about achievement and responsibility. Well, they're now shifting into attack mode. Other major candidates are stressing their experience. NPR's John McChesney reports.
In spite of Arnold Schwarzenegger's promise to stay on the positive side of the street, earlier this week he said he was in the trenches, engaged in hand-to-hand combat with Governor Gray Davis. And last night in San Francisco, he taunted the governor.
Desperate Davis is using all kinds of tricks now because he feels frantic. He sees be standing in the quicksand and slipping away.
Schwarzenegger's earlier commercials stuck to lofty general statements about his principles and leadership abilities.
I will do the people's work, and I will take responsibility and be accountable to you.
But last week, his ads turned aggressive, accusing other candidates of selling out to Indian gambling interests.
Indian casino tribes play money politics in Sacramento. Their casinos make billions, yet pay no taxes and virtually nothing to the state. All the other major candidates take their money and pander to them. I don't play that game. Give me your vote. I guarantee you, things will change.
The actor always stars in his own commercials and bills himself as the outsider who will clean up Sacramento. The appeal seems to be working. Today's Los Angeles Times poll shows that he has picked up a dramatic 15 points since early September, putting him well ahead of Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, even though the poll also shows that most voters don't think Schwarzenegger has the best experience for the job. Money is pouring into his campaign, $18.5 million so far, half of that from his own pocket, making him the top dog of fundraising. On the other side, it appeared for a while that Governor Gray Davis was trying to project a kinder, gentler image. He ran commercials like this one, which touts the accomplishments of his administration.
Under a Democratic governor, we've passed domestic partnership legislation, banned greenhouse gas emissions that cause global warming, strengthened laws protecting a woman's right to choose. If they get rid of the governor, what do you think they'll try to get rid of next?
But this week, Gray Davis, falling sharply behind in the polls, released some bare-knuckle ads denouncing the actor's accusation that California's budget deficit is the governor's fault.
47 states and the federal government have deficits because of the national recession. Why can't Schwarzenegger get his facts straight? He has no experience, won't answer press questions, won't debate unless he has the questions in advance, and didn't even bother to vote in 13 of the last 21 elections. Vote no on the recall.
Unlike the actor, Davis doesn't star in his ads, perhaps as some analysts suggest because he doesn't want to remind voters of his past slash-and-burn campaigns. But the governor's commercials don't seem to be helping. Today's Los Angeles Times poll shows that 56% of the state's likely voters would vote to recall him. That's up 6 points since early September. Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante, the major Democrat running to replace the governor, has had some trouble with his commercials. He tried to make an end run around campaign finance laws with big donations from Indian tribes, and a judge ordered him to remove commercials from 12 TV stations. His regular campaign committee has raised nearly $4.5 million, enough to pay for ads like this one, where he appears with his wife and two daughters. And like almost everyone else who's running, he appeals to a California of the past.
Over 123,000 students are being forced out of our community colleges. That's not the kind of California that our parents left us. Our colleges should be open to every qualified student. I'd appreciate your consideration as you vote for governor.
But Bustamante's commercials are not helping. In early September, he had a lead over Schwarzenegger, but today's poll shows him trailing the Hollywood actor by 8 points. Like Bustamante, Republican State Senator Tom McClintock uses commercials that stress his experience in government.
California used to be the golden state. Taxes were low, jobs were plentiful. Tom McClintock was there.
I lived in that state once. I remember that state. You remember that state. It was real.
Now California stands at a turning point.
Don't you think that we ought to go and get that state back?
We must have a governor who knows every inch of this government.
But experience in government doesn't seem to count in this election. Like Bustamante, McClintock has seen his standing in the recent LA Times poll slide since early September, reinforcing the notion that this is now a two-man race between the governor and Schwarzenegger, and both are planning to saturate the airwaves with new commercials in the remaining 5 days of this campaign. John McChesney, NPR News, San Francisco.